Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking about credit cards that are giving you a grand. Okay, I want to know, are you ready? Are you ready? Because Millennial Money is coming to you 5 days a week starting November 1st. That's right. I know I have teased it for a couple weeks now, and I was actually hoping that we could go 5 days a week a little bit earlier. We were aiming for mid-October. However, November 1st is the date. And listen, you guys, you are not going to want to miss the first week of our new format. I have put together an incredible travel giveaway that you are not going to want to miss. In fact, for the next upcoming few months, we're going to be doing all sorts of giveaways, some of them travel, some of them books, lots of cool things. So you're definitely going to want to make sure that you tune in for the podcast. We've got a whole new format. We're going to have Money Mondays with traditional money advice by me, Travel Tuesdays with all sorts of cool travel things. Coming up Wednesdays is going to be interviews with really cool people who are doing things in the money space, apps, all sorts of tips and tricks for you. Thursdays is going to be our lifestyle day. We're going to be featuring millennial musicians, millennial chefs, millennial comedians, lots of people that are doing cool things. And then we're going to round out the week on Friday, and it's Freeform Friday, so it's a little bit of a jump bag. Every Friday, I'm going to be bringing you something a little bit differently. Lots of Q&A sessions where I'm answering your questions. We're going to be featuring some of the Millennial Money podcast listeners and some of the cool things that they've been up to. So it's going to be so exciting, and I really hope that you love the new format, and you're definitely going to want to set your alarm clock, get yourself ready, and get pumped for the new format. Again, it's going to be starting November 1st, and you definitely want to tune in to the first podcast on Tuesday, November 1st, because like I said, there is some awesome giveaway that I cannot wait to tell you about. So in order to kind of gear up for 5 days a week and make sure all of our content is amazing. This is going to be the last podcast until November 1st. So in the next couple weeks, go ahead and take a listen to all of the previous podcast episodes that maybe you've missed out on. Go back and review some of the early ones. Just get ready, get psyched, right? Get rested. That's what I want you to do. I want you to get rested because 5 days a week is going to be, it's just going to blow your mind. And I am so excited and I'm so thankful that you've listened to the podcast, that you've stayed with me over the last year and a half, that you're a dedicated listener. It means so much to me. And that's really why I want to bring you this new format, and I want to bring you all sorts of really exciting things to just thank you for being a listener. All right, so without further ado, today's podcast is about credit card rewards that are giving you a grand, and I have a confession. I am actually not a huge fan of Cracker Jacks, but I am a big, super big fan of the bonus. You know that like little silly trinket thing that comes in the bottom of the box and like you kind of just, you know, push all of the Cracker Jacks aside so you can pull out this little dinky bonus, right? Is that un-American of me? I actually don't like the Cracker Jacks, which is strange because I love caramel corn, but I love the prize. I also love the thrill of trying to win that silly stuffed animal. You know, the one with the little hand where you put all the money in and it takes you forever to try and pick up that stuffed animal. Well, I really have no intention of keeping the stuffed animal, but I love to win. I love to win kind of these freebies. And one of my favorite ways to win, literally, is with credit card points that give you something in return. Okay, so I'm going to do a little disclaimer here, all right? I have a credit card motto, and it really is what I tell anybody who kind of poses the question to me of like, well, aren't we just in like this massive credit card debt? Why in the world are you promoting credit cards? I'm not promoting debt, right? I am never promoting debt, right? I want you to be debt-free. I want you to achieve all your goals. Whatever it is you want to do, I want to help you achieve that, all right? So I'm not promoting debt. What I'm promoting is using a credit card smartly because right now, let me just tell you, the rewards are out of this world. I mean, in the last 10 years, I have traveled to more incredible places using credit card points and rewards. I feel like I have kind of mastered the system of how to work the system because it's definitely a game, right? And, you know, you don't have to be as neurotic and as, I guess I would say, strategic as I am. But, you know, you can really get a lot for the money that you're already spending. I mean, that's the thing, right? You're already going to the grocery store. You're already going out to eat. You're already going to the movies and shopping. Whatever else you're doing in a month, you're already doing it, right? And if you're using your debit card, yeah, you're paying cash. You're not incurring debt. Of course, I'm always going to advocate that, right? But you're also not accruing anything. You're not getting bonus points. You're not getting cash back. You're not getting anything. And in today's landscape, that's just, it's kind of silly, really. But listen, if you're the type of person where you're like, Shauna, I am not good with a credit card. Like, it is a serious danger zone for me, all right? Then yeah, you got to be honest with yourself and you got to realize that using a credit card, there's some responsibility, right? So I can tell you all of the tips and tricks in the book. I can give you every financial piece of information that you've ever wanted to know, I can tell you, but you know, I can't make you do it. Right? You remember those sayings like I can lead a horse to a water, but I can't make him drink it? So it's the same thing, right? So you got to really decide what's important to you. And if credit cards are just this place where you don't feel comfortable at all, then just totally disregard what I'm saying, all right? But if you're willing to go, you know what, I can set up some boundaries around myself and I can do this, right? I want the freebies, then listen up, all right? Because there are just some amazing things. There was this study done by creditcards.com, and they laid out all of these cards and their awesome rewards. And there are a ton of cards right now that are literally handing you a grand for signing up. They're giving you so many points for signing up for their credit card that it's worth a grand in your pocket, all right? Just think about that for a minute. If I was to hand you $1,000 right now, like how freaking happy would that make you? It would make me really happy. I love a free grand, right? So why are the credit cards doing this? Well, credit card divisions of the banks, they're really highly profitable right now. And what they're doing is they're passing along some of that profit to the consumer, to you, in terms of points. And it is so highly competitive right now in the credit card world, which is great for you because it means, you know, you can take advantage of some of these super duper sign-up bonuses and really reap the rewards, right? So they're almost getting crazy in my opinion. I remember even like 5 years ago when I got a sign-up bonus that was probably worth the equivalent of like $400. And I thought that was like amazing. I felt like I'd won the lotto. And now when I see like $1,000 plus, it just really shows you that credit card companies are coming to the table and they want your business. Now, let's be honest, right? So credit cards, the way they make their money is by people who have bad credit scores and as a result are charged high interest rates on their credit cards, right? They carry a lot of debt on their credit cards. And so the credit card company is making bank. That's just how they make money. I mean, there's really no way around it, right? But you can win at this game, right? You don't actually have to ever have a balance on your credit card. You can charge your monthly expenses, pay those off before it hits the billing cycle, and then interest rate is irrelevant to you. You don't even care about it, right? It's like, dude, just give me my bonus points, right? Put them in my bank account. I'm not going to take your silly interest rate. Right? So you can do this. You can win at this game. Again, why not get something for what you're already spending? I mean, think of what you could do with all these points, right? We've got New Year's coming up. You could go on a New Year's getaway. If you're celebrating an anniversary, maybe the honeymoon of your dreams, maybe you're getting married next summer, right? Think of how valuable credit card points could be to you going to wherever you want to go. Maybe you have a special birthday coming up. Spring break, right? We can all still take part in spring break. We don't just have to be in college. although I have to admit, I really don't want to go anywhere these days where there's like a ton of crowds. I'm sort of like crowd immune these days, which is really crazy. But, you know, like my idea of relaxation now is like, give me some like super private island or some super private hotel where when I look out, like all I see is birds and nature and maybe the ocean. Anyway, I digress. Even weekend getaways, like credit card points are great for weekend getaways. You want to just sneak away for a few days, you know, and you have built up some points. It's a great place to use them. I am admittedly a travelaholic. I mean, I want to see everywhere, you know, and if you're the same type of person and, you know, traveling is either something you love to do, or maybe you haven't been able to do it yet, you know, really think about, you know, these credit cards and kind of, the rewards and how valuable they could be for you. So big sign up bonuses, right? Usually equal big annual fees. And the question always is it worth it, right? And I know I don't like to pay an annual fee. I don't really. Every time, you know, the annual fee hits the credit card statement, I'm like, oh man, I forgot that that card had a $95 annual fee. But then I look back at like what I've gotten over the year, and if I've used the credit card to its advantage, I've gotten way more than the 95 bucks, right? I've gotten way more points, cash back, whatever it may be. And so the 95 bucks is just kind of like the cost of doing business, right? It's just kind of the necessary evil. Now, if you have an annual fee on a card that you're not using, that you never use, that you don't take advantage of any of the points or bonus offers, then yeah, maybe that card might not make sense. Maybe that's not the right card for you. Maybe you need to find, you know, another card that really fits with your lifestyle. So let's actually break down annual fees versus the bonus. And creditcard.com kind of pointed out this cool scenario, and it's just a way to think about your credit card and the bonus points, and maybe it'll just kind of change how you're thinking. So creditcards.com says that, you know, the 40,000 miles, for instance, that come with the Barclay Frontier Airlines World MasterCard. Wow, that is a lot to say. After spending $500 in 90 days, that's valued at $640 in creditcard.com analysis, it might be more valuable to, say, somebody who lives in Denver, where that airline, Frontier Airline, it's their hub, than somebody who lives in Boston, where Frontier doesn't even fly to, right? Or you might find a way to spend the 80,000 Marriott points that come with the Chase Marriott Rewards card that is better or maybe worse, you know, value than the $700 average figure. So there's lots of ways to look at this. You just kind of have to figure out, A, you know, how much do you need to spend initially to get the bonus, right? That's what you need to figure out. So some credit cards are like, let's say you have to spend, you know, $4,000 in 3 months. Well, do you normally spend $4,000 in 3 months on, you know, your normal expenses? If the answer is no, then don't stretch yourself to do it. I mean, that's ridiculous. But if the answer is yeah, like, yeah, I can actually, you know, figure out how to do that to get the points, then that might be worth it, right? So don't just get like sort of like, you know, transfixed with the amount of points. Also look at what you need to do to actually get those points, because it's really silly to sign up for the credit card and know that you're not going to actually be able to get the points, right? So the whole reason you're doing it is to get the points. So just make sure you can get the points. And B, you know, does the annual fee make sense? So are you still going to be able to collect a lot of points after the initial sign up, right? So you sign up, they give you, I don't know, I'm just making this up, you know, 50,000 points, which is worth, you know, $800 in travel cash to you. All right, so after that, you get that, you know, then are you going to be able to still grow points while you're using the credit card, or is it just about the sign-up bonus? So, you know, you almost have to kind of like diagram this out and figure out what card works for you and works, you know, best for your lifestyle, because, you know, there's a lot of cards that great, like if you frequently airline travel, right? Or there's cards where you can use it literally every airline, which is kind of my favorite way to do this, because then you can, you know, pick and choose. And a lot of the cards now will give you the offer. So you can either use it towards airline, you can either use it towards hotel, you can use it towards hotel, you can use it towards gift certificates, or you can get cash back. So I really like that option because, you know, if I know I'm not going to travel anywhere, and let's say I've built up, you know, $300 or $400 in cash back, I can just take the cash back. You know, maybe with the holidays coming up or a birthday or something like that, you know, I can use that cash. So it doesn't just have to be to travel. And I think that's what's really cool about the cards these days is they become super robust with lots of options. And that's really what you're looking for, is what is going to give me, you know, the most amount of options. Some people, they do sign up for the card, get the bonus, and then they cancel the card, right? It's gray area whether to tell you that's the right thing or wrong thing, because I know people who have done both, who have signed up, canceled the card, it's not affected their credit, it's not a big deal, and they got the bonus points, and they kind of played the system, right? I also know people who have done the exact same thing, and it's hurt their credit. And so this is really where, you know, you got to know your credit. You got to know your credit score. You got to know those factors that affect your credit score. And one of the big ones is something called credit card utilization. And I know we've talked about this before, but it's the theory of the amount available credit that you have versus the amount that you've used, right? And your goal is to try and keep your usage under 30% on any card. So if let's say you have $10,000 of available credit, right? And then you cancel that card and it takes away $5,000, then your credit utilization has shrunk, right? So if you have debt, like it could actually lower your credit score because you're closing that gap of your utilization. Hope that makes sense. But that's really one of the big factors of credit cards. So you really want to think about that before you just go and cancel the credit card. I'm a big fan of not canceling credit cards. I'm a big fan of doing whatever you need to do not to use the card. Like, let's start with maybe don't keep it in your wallet. That's the easiest one, right? People have frozen their credit cards. Yes, I have actually seen frozen credit cards. It's crazy. You can actually shred your credit card, and it doesn't mean that your credit line goes away. You can always call the credit card company back and get, you know, reissued a new credit card, but it just means you're not tempted to use it. So whatever you need to do, do, all right? There's always ways around that. But again, just think about what would be most useful to you, a hotel card, an airline card, or a generic card where you can use your points in a lot of different ways. But what I want you to take away from this is that there are literally credit cards out there with sign-up bonuses that are worth a freaking grand in your pocket. So let's review some of the top ones, all right? We've got Chase Sapphire Reserve Card. This sign-up bonus is worth a whopping $1,500. That's a lot of money. So sign-up bonus, you get 100,000 points. 100,000 points if you spend $4,000 in the first 3 months, all right? That's incredible. This card just came out. It's one of the most loved cards. I also love the Chase Sapphire Preferred card, which is kind of the little brother, if you will, or little sister, right? Little brother, little sister, doesn't matter. To this card, still offers you a great sign-up bonus, a ton of points. I actually have that card. I love that card. But this right now, this guy is kind of the whopper in the industry. The Chase British Airways Visa Signature Card, sign-up bonus, $1,145. Points, 50,000 points if you spend $3,000 in the first 3 months, right? So that might be a good one if you use British Airways. Maybe you fly internationally for work, or maybe you just want to go internationally, right? Okay, next is the Ritz-Carlton Rewards credit card. Sign-up bonus, $1,080. Sign-up bonus is three complimentary nights at a tier 1-4 Ritz-Carlton hotel if you spend $5,000 in the first 3 months, all right? Have you ever stayed at a Ritz-Carlton? I am actually not a hotel snob. I love small boutique hotels. That's kind of my favorite. Of course, you guys know I love to stay at a really nice hotel for not a lot of money. So I'm all about finding a deal and fitting it in a budget. I exhaustingly search for like the best boutique hotels at the best price I can get them. I probably drive people really super crazy, but it actually is like, it's like a stress reliever for me. I don't know what it is, but anyway, I digress. So I've had a chance to stay at a few Ritz-Carltons, and let me tell you, it is definitely worth the money. Now, of course, I always try and find the best Ritz-Carlton deal, but it's just, the service is just spectacular. I mean, you almost have to stay at a Ritz-Carlton sometime in your life just to experience it. I mean, I just can't say enough about it, right? So that's a great card. Next, we have the Chase Fairmont Visa Signature Card. Sign-up bonus value is $1,000. You get two free nights if you spend $3,000 in the first 3 months, all right? So that's a great card. And last one we're going to talk about is the Citi Advantage Executive World Elite MasterCard. Wow, that is quite a long name too, right? That sign-up bonus is $1,000. You get 50,000 bonus points if you spend $5,000 in the first 3 months. I actually have one of the Citi Advantage cards because I fly American a lot, and I love that card. I love the American system. I am super nervous about the airline cards these days because it seems like everybody is getting bought by everybody else, and then they're devaluing the points, which makes me really nervous about having a airline card. But if there's an airline that you frequently fly on, it's really not a bad idea because The plus side of this card is that I actually don't have to pay for bags, right? And that is one of the most hated things. I hate when I fly on an airline and I have to pay for bags. It really makes me so mad. I mean, it's ridiculous that we have to pay for bags. It's ridiculous that we have to pay for seats on airlines. I mean, don't we pay enough for the airfare, right? It makes me so mad, literally. It's one of the things, if I was gonna like stand on the corner and lobby against something, it would be that, because I think all of these airlines, they're making so much money. They're getting rich and richer and richer and richer. And we're getting poorer and poorer and poorer because we have to pay their silly fees, right? You know, those budget airlines that, you know, you go and you book the airfare, and I'm not going to name names, but you go and you book the airfare and you're like, oh my gosh, this is so cheap. Oh my gosh. And you start dreaming of like all the places you're going to travel to, right? Because it is so freaking cheap. And then you go through the system and you literally, it's like you have to pay for everything. Like you have to pay to use the bathroom. I mean, it's ridiculous, all right? So there are pluses and minuses to airline cards, and make sure you just find one that fits with your lifestyle. All right, so that's it. Credit cards, they're giving you a grand. Take advantage of these amazing offers. Head on over to yourmillennialmoney.com and check out the article with all of the cards with sign-up bonus offers. You can also find it in the show notes. There should be links in there to all of the offers that you can check out on creditcards.com. They're amazing. Just make sure you're getting something for what you're spending, all right? And again, don't forget to set your alarm clocks. Tune in starting November 1st. We're going to have an incredible travel giveaway, our all new format, and I'm just super excited. I can't even talk. That's how excited I am. I'm so super excited. And I just thank you so much for listening to Millennial Money. And I really hope you dig this new format. And I can't wait to come back on November 1st with a ton of new topics and to really get you jazzed again about money, to get you super excited about rolling into the new year. And I just can't wait, all right? So I'll see you back here on November 1st. Take some time and listen to all of the previous episodes that you haven't listened to. Follow me on Twitter @ShaunaGame and Instagram @millennial_money.